Sally, how did the foundation of Shelter come about?
Well, it was a very personal thing, really. You see, I had a horrific childhood, and I felt I couldn't go around for the rest of my life carrying this weight of bitterness. I had to do something about it, and it occurred to me that the best thing to do would be to make myself useful to children going through the same things I went through.
What exactly did you experience as a child?
What didn't I experience would be a better question. Things were more or less okay until my mum died when I was 8. My dad went to pieces after her death. He lost his job and spent most of his time out of the house. I don't think he didn't care about us, but he just couldn't cope. So it was down to me, really. I had 2 little brothers, and I did my best to keep some kind of home going for them, but it was a losing battle. I mean, an 8-year-old trying to be mum to 2 boys? Anyway, we eventually got taken into care, and we were all fostered out. But for me, it was a case of out of the frying pan and into the fire. The people I ended up with were about as dysfunctional as you can get, and in the end, I ran away. There I was, homeless at the age of 11, nowhere to turn. I did better than some of the others, though. I was clever at finding food and temporary shelter and things, but it was the lack of affection I really felt. I tried to be tough and hard, but it's just not the way I was inside.
And how did you get from that to this? How did you overcome all the difficulties?
Pure luck, really. When I was about 15, I met this woman who took me under her wing, really. She had a very difficult time with me. I mean, I was so tough by that time that I was practically untouchable. But she persisted. She got me back into school, helped me to find a job and a place to live, and eventually it sank in that this woman actually cared about me, and it was that made me determined to try and do the same for others.
And how did you go about it? It's quite an impressive achievement for someone to have done single-handedly.
Well, it wasn't easy, I have to admit, though I've had lots of help along the way. I actually started out just by meeting the street kids in my area, trying to get them to talk and showing them that somebody cared. There are a few I've never got through to. They were simply too far gone. They'd been living like animals for so long that they practically were animals. Anyway, once I got that far with them, I said to myself, these kids need a place of their own, a safe place, and I've got to provide it. I went to the council, to children's services. Nobody was interested, or if they were, they couldn't see their way to doing anything about it. So it was up to me, and I needed money.
And how did you get it?
I worked. I had 2 full-time jobs, plus spending time with the kids, so it was pretty exhausting. But I managed to save enough for a down payment on this house. I did get help from the council with that. They have this great program for first-time buyers. And then I started looking for volunteers to help fix the place up and keep it running. It's amazing the number of people who are willing, even if for just a few hours a week. Anyway, you can see the results for yourself.
Yes, indeed. It's a very impressive achievement and shows just what determination and perseverance can do in such cases.
Now you'll hear part 3 again.